بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وموالاه. يقول الله عز وجل: وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن تمام إسلامكم أن تؤدوا زكاة أموالكم. My respected brothers and elders, every person desires, aspires and wishes to have an investment that will reap him and earn him maximum returns and profits. That he must invest a certain amount and he must get back maximum profit within a short span of time. So if a person is offered an investment, that you invest a certain amount of money, 100,000 rand for example, and your returns will be 100% in a short span of time. You'll get 200,000 rand back. Then every person will consider this to be a very lucrative, very good investment. And he'll definitely be interested, provided it's an authentic, a reliable person is offering the investment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us an investment. An investment where we will not only get 100% returns on our investment, we will get 7,000% returns and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What is that investment? The investment is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, discharging your zakat. A person who spends in the path of Allah, his example, his parable, كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ. It's like a seed. A person invests a seed. He plants a seed into the ground. أَمْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ. That one seed grows 7 ears, corn ears, 7. فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. In every corn, in every ear of the corn, there is 100 seeds, 700 seeds in total he gets in return. He invests one, he gets 700 in return in investment, that is 7,000%, not 700%. 700 will mean you get 7 seeds back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you invest in the akhirat, you discharge your zakat, 7,000% investment. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. It doesn't stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply and give you even more. For whoever he wishes. Wallahu wasi'un alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most vast in his generosity, in his kindness, in his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the returns, what we will get back. A person who spends the equivalent of one date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spends one date from halal wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after it until he comes to the year after and he sees the reward greater than a mountain. One date, the reward is greater than a mountain in the year after. Can we imagine what great rewards, what great returns, what great profits a person will get when he gives in charity, when he discharges his zakat? So that is the investment. But the investment does not stop there. It's not just the returns that you'll get in the year after. You'll get perks and benefits in the dunya, in the world. Our most valuable commodity, treasure in the dunya, is our iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the perfection of your iman, the perfection of your Islam, is that you discharge your zakat. In other words, if you do not discharge your zakat, your iman and your Islam is incomplete. So a person's iman will reach perfection and completion when he fulfills all his obligations, together with fulfilling his zakat, discharging his zakat in the correct manner. Everyone is looking for barakah, for blessings, for increase in sustenance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that every single day, two angels descend. And they, what is the maqsad and objective for coming down? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them? The one makes dua, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, the one who spends in your path, the one who spends in your path, he discharges his zakat, he gives sadaqah, then oh Allah, you give him a substitute, a replacement for what he spends. In a hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Anfiq yabna Adam yunfaq alayk. O Ibn Adam, spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend on you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the same in the Quran Kareem. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Whatsoever you spend, be it small, be it big, be it a small amount or a big amount, whatever you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the substitute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a replacement. Who is giving the replacement? If a person of the dunya, very wealthy, generous person tells you, do this for me, I will reward you. He will give you a very great reward because he's rich and he's generous. He'll give according to his means. You do the work according to your means, he'll replace you, he'll give you a recompense, a reward according to his means. If a king tells you, do this for me and I'll give you a recompense, I'll reward you. The king will reward you according to his means. And when Malikul Muluk, when Allah Rabbul Izzah says you spend, I will give you a reward, I will give you a replacement, we can only imagine what replacement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a replacement according to his status and grandeur. A person has wealth, but he is concerned that his wealth must be protected, safeguarded. No calamity must befall his wealth. He mustn't suffer any loss. If he has to suffer a loss, how is he going to come out of the problem? So he look at the insurance. That insurance is haram. It is a curse in a curse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you want to protect your wealth? حَصِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ Protect your wealth by discharging your zakat. When you discharge your zakat, your wealth will be protected. وَدَاوُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ Treat your ill. Treat your ill, your sick people, by giving sadaqah. So your wealth will be protected, will be safeguarded. Your wealth will be cleansed. That is in the dunya. Few of the benefits that we'll receive in the dunya. And then when we go in the qabr, when we are made to lie in the grave, in the dark grave, and there is no one there to help us, then your zakat that you discharge will come to your assistance. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the panda, the slave is in a qabr, and the azab wants to come, then if he performed his salah will be by his head protecting him. If he discharged his zakat will be on his right side, protecting and looking after him. His fasting will be on his left side. And all the kindness, compassion that he showed to the creation of Allah, that will be on his, by his foot, by his feet, on his foot side. If the adab is to come from his right side, his zakat will say, لَيْسَ قِبَلِي مَدْخَلْ لَيْسَ قِبَلِي مَدْخَلْ There is no way you're going to enter from my side. There is no way. His zakat will be a means of protection in the grave. As he's passing On the pool sirat is more thin than a hair strand, adaqqu min ash-sha'r, sharper than the blade of a sword. Person is passing, and he's on the verge of falling off. He's on the verge of falling off. His zakat will come. Imdi, faqad addayta haqq Allah fi. Go on, don't worry, you will continue moving. You will continue moving, you discharge your zakat. These are few of the benefits we will receive if we discharge our zakat. But Allah forbid, if we do not discharge our zakat, then there is severe warnings, severe punishment and warnings mentioned, that a person will suffer in this dunya, in the qabr, on the pul sirat, and in a year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Amongst the punishments, is that a person may be performing his salah. Person may be performing his salah, but he's not discharging his zakat. He will not receive the reward of the salah. He'll be deprived of receiving the reward of other good actions because of not discharging his zakat. A person will be afflicted with calamities in the dunya. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مَنَعَ قَوْمٌ أَزَّكَاهُ إِلَّا ابْتَنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِالسِّنِينَ. That no nation, no people refrain from discharging the zakat, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them through drought and famine. They won't see rain. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if it was not for the animals, they would have not been given a single drop of rain. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in a hatim by the Kaaba, and he was informed that a certain group of people, they suffered some loss. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion said, مَا تَلَفَ مَالٌ فِي بَرٍّ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا بِحَبْسِ الزَّكَاةِ. That no wealth, no property, no wealth was destroyed, whether it be in the land or on sea, except because of the people around there, that area, not discharging the zakat. A person will be put in his grave, as we mentioned the hadith. If his zakat is not there, his zakat will not be there to protect him. When he goes on the pul sirat, and he's on the verge of falling, his zakat will address him. His zakat will address him and say, وَيْلَكْ. Destruction, woe be to you, destruction be to you. أَلَا أَدَّيْتَ حَقَّ اللَّهِ فِيَّ. أَلَا أَدَّيْتَ حَقَّ اللَّهِ فِيَّ. Why didn't you fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding me, regarding your zakat? In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَلَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحَاسِبُهُمْ حِسَابًا شَدِيدًا وَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. The person who does not discharge his zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him most severely. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who keep treasures of gold and silver, of wealth, and you do not spend it in the path of Allah, they do not discharge zakah. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them glad tidings of a very severe punishment. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمٍ. That very same wealth will be taken and heated, made very hot in the fire of Jahannam. And then the foreheads, the sides, the backs will be branded with that same wealth. They will be told, هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِسُونَ. I am your same world. This is the same world that you kept as a treasure. Taste what you had kept in as a treasure. And amongst the most severe warnings, we all desire that when we go to the year after, we be blessed with the proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fuqara, the poor, will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say, Ya Allah, these rich people, these aghniya, these rich people, ظَلَمُونَا حُقُوقَنَا. They have oppressed us, they did not give us our right. What was due to us, they did not give us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. لَأُدْنِيَنَّكُمْ وَلَأُبَاعِدَنَّهُمْ. By the oath of my might and my power, I will keep you all close to me, and I will distance them away. I will put them far away from my mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the ability to to discharge our zakat in a correct manner. We'll discuss a few important points regarding discharging zakat, and then inshallah we'll discuss some masail, important masail, so that we discharge our zakat in a correct manner. So amongst the important points when discharging our zakat is that we should ensure that the zakat we discharge is from halal wealth. Not any doubtful wealth, not any haram wealth. You want to give, you're giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give 100% pure. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, and He only accepts that which is pure. Then, like any other action, but generally, we tend to neglect this when discharging zakat, is sincerity. Giving the money, then give it with 100% sincerity. Solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for name, not for fame, not to show off and say, I gave so much and I did this and I did that. And not to make the person hear thereafter. Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah said, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ قَلِيلٍ كَثَّرَتْهُ نِيَّتُهُ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَثِيرٍ قَلَّتْهُ نِيَّتُهُ. Many a times a person might do a seemingly small action, but he does it with sincerity. That action weighs a lot in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward and thawab that he'll get for that seemingly small action will be very great. But a person might do a very big action, seemingly great. He gave a great, big amount in charity, but he did it with the wrong intention. قَلَّتْهُ نِيَّتُهُ. Because of his intention, he will not receive reward for that action. So when we're discharging the zakat solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not reminding the person of the favor later on. لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Allah says, don't cancel, don't destroy your charity, your zakat, by reminding the person of your favor, by causing him pain and harm. And when discharging the zakat, give it with a happy heart. With a happy heart. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, طَيِّبَةً بِيَا نَفْسُهُ. Your heart must be very happy. Don't take it as a burden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the munafiqeen, يَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ مَغْرَمًا. They regard discharging zakat, giving charity, they regard it to be a tax, a burden. So not a burden, give it with a happy heart, with pleasure. Give it to the person, regarding the person to be doing a favor to you by accepting your zakat. He is the means of you earning so much. He is the means of you being saved from such great punishment. When discharging the zakat, then ensure that you give the correct amount. It's not just with estimate. Give the correct amount, the exact amount that you are required to discharge. Refer to the ulama, refer to someone to assist you if you are unable to calculate the zakat correctly. Then you will be able to discharge the correct amount of zakat. Inshallah, we'll discuss a few masail. There are some reading material at the back of the masjid. I'm believing, inshallah, I can take it for further reference. First, who is required to pay zakat? Upon whom is zakat fard? Who is required to pay zakat? Do I have to pay zakat or I don't have to pay zakat? So zakat is fard upon every Muslim. A person has to be a Muslim. A kafir doesn't have to pay zakat. Later on he accepts Islam, he doesn't have to pay for the years that he was a Muslim, or he was a kafir. A Muslim, baligh. So a child will not have to pay zakat. Even if the child has a lot of money, zakat will not have to be taken from the child's money and discharge. The child will not have to pay zakat. Once he becomes baligh, then he will have to pay the zakat. Same, a person is mentally challenged, he inherited a lot of money from his father, zakat will not have to be taken out from his wealth. Person has to be sane in order for zakat to be fard on him. A person who possesses the nisab amount, currently it's approximately 8,200, the nisab amount, from zakatable wealth. Inshallah we'll discuss what is zakatable wealth. And an entire lunar year, one lunar year, passes. So a person had the zakat nisab, say for example he had 8,500 rand, on 1st Muharram 1443. One entire lunar year passed, 1st Muharram 1444, he still has the zakat nisab. He has 8,500 rand or more. Approximately. So then such a person will have to pay zakat. So why we say a lunar year? Because the solar year sometimes is shorter than the lunar year. So after 33 years, a person will skip 1 year of zakat. So that's why it's very important that we mark the lunar year, the date of the lunar year, to discharge the zakat. So and then the zakat will only become necessary after 1 year passes. So within this year, during this year, if a person had less than the nisab, So first Muharram 1443, he had the nisab amount. He had 8,500, for example. And after a few months, he used some of the money. He now only has 3,000 rand. 2,000 rand, 1,000 rand, 100 rand. But then first Muharram 1444 came, and he has the nisab amount. 8,500 rand, for example. Then such a person is required to pay zakat. So if the amount decreases within the year, during the year, this will not absolve a person from the zakat. His zakat date would still remain. So his zakat date was first Muharram 1443. How will determine when is our zakat date? The first date, when a baligh person, an adult, the first day he has the nisab amount, he should make a note, this is his zakat date. That Islamic date is his zakat date. 1 year later you will see, do I have the nisab amount or not? And then he'll know whether he has to pay zakat or not. So if within the year, during the year, his wealth decreased, it went less than the nisab amount, no problem. He will still be required to pay the zakat if he has the nisab amount on his next zakat date. However, if his wealth got depleted completely, completely used up, he has zero rands, then his zakat date will be cancelled. So first Muharram, a person had the nisab amount. 5 months later, he used up all the money. He doesn't have any money left. His zakat date will be cancelled. Then he gets 1,000, 2,000, his zakat date is cancelled. He will not be required to pay zakat. When he gets a nisab amount again, say in Ramadan now he gets a nisab amount again, he will get a new zakat date. 1 year passes after that new zakat date and he has the nisab amount, he will be required to pay zakat. Gee, what is the zakatable asset? You said a person has to have the nisab amount from zakatable wealth. Now a person got a car. He's using the car. He's driving the car. He's not selling the car. That car is not regarded to be zakatable assets. He will not count it. He will not look at it to see whether he has a nisab amount. A person has a house. He's living in the house. That house will not be regarded to be zakatable wealth. He will not have to include it to see whether he has a nisab or not. So any item of personal use, a house, car, cell phone, clothing, furniture in the house, all these will not be regarded as zakatable wealth. The person will not include it to work out whether he has a nisab amount or not. So which wealth will be included? Any cash money. Any cash money a person has. So a person has cash in rands, or he has cash in foreign currencies. A person went for Umrah, he came back, he has a certain amount of riyals. So he has to pay zakat, include that amongst his zakatable wealth. Any cash money, whether in rands or any foreign currency, a person will include it in his zakatable wealth. Any merchandise and stock a person has in his business. So a person will include that also in his zakatable wealth. He bought it with the intention of resale. So one is a person has something at home, he decides to sell it. That's not stock of trade, that will not be included in his zakatable wealth. A person purchased stock, purchased goods with the intention of resale, this is regarded as stock of trade, this will be included in his zakatable wealth. A person has shares. A person has shares in a certain company. So for example, he bought a share for 10,000 rand. So we look at the share, he bought the share to keep it as an investment. We look in the share, what amount is merchandise, is stock. A person will be required to pay zakat on that amount. Any amount that's in fixtures and fittings, for example, a person got a share in a certain business, in a certain shop. He paid 10,000 rand for that share. In the share, there is merchandise, there is the fixtures and fittings of the company, of the business, his vehicles that they use for transport, transport of the items. So the vehicles of transport, the fixtures and fittings will not be included in his zakatable wealth. So a person will have to determine, my share was 10,000 rand, from the 8,000 rand is the merchandise, is the stock. 2,000 rand is not merchandise, 2,000 rand is the fixtures and fittings, 2,000 rand is for the transport vehicle. In this 2,000 rand, you will not have to pay zakat on it. However, if a person bought a share for resale, he never purchased a share to keep it. He bought the share to sell the share. Then you will have to pay zakat on the entire amount of the share. So the market value of all stock, even if it's raw materials, even if it's raw materials, for example, a person is a tailor. So he has the material, he has the buttons, he has all the items to sew the clothing. Person, such a person will have to pay zakat on the raw materials. The person has a factory and he has all the raw materials to manufacture items. So you'll have to pay zakat on the raw items. Gold and silver. The person has any gold, any silver, so he'll include it amongst his zakatable wealth, put it together to see he has the nisab amount. The person has the nisab amount, 1 year passes, he's required to discharge his zakat. How much zakat he'll discharge? 2.5%. 2.5%. So a person has 100,000 rand, 1 year passes, he'll be required to discharge 2.5% of that 2,500 rand, for example. This is after deducting all liabilities. All debts, all liabilities. So a person had 100,000 rand on 1st Muharram 1443. 1st Muharram 1444 came, he has 200,000 rand. But he has debts of 200,000 rand. Meaning he has, in actual fact, he has no money. Or a person had debts of 195,000 rand. So what's left is only 5,000 rand. It's not the nisab amount. A person will not be required to pay the zakat. But a person has 200,000 rand, he has debts of 100,000 rand, 100,000 rand is left, he'll be required to pay zakat on 100,000 rand. A person only has 8,500 rand. His 1 year pass, he has the 8,500 rand. But his accounts, his lights bill is due. He has to pay 1,000 rand in debt. So he's owing 1,000 rand. After he pays that, if we deduct that, his liability only has 7,500 rand, less than an nisab amount, he will not have to pay zakat. So this is after deducting all liabilities. Zakat is wajib on stock of trade. For example, a person has a building, and he has flats in the building. He's renting out the flats. He doesn't have to pay zakat. He doesn't have to pay zakat on the flats. The money he receives in rental, he'll include that money amongst his other monies when his zakat day comes, and he'll see how much he has, how much zakat he will have to pay. But on the building, a person will not have to pay zakat. Although he has the building, he bought the building with the intention of renting it out. He doesn't have to pay zakat on such a building. A person had the nisab amount 1 year passed, and he still has the nisab amount. So he had 10,000 rand. Zakat date came after 1 year. He has 10,000 rand. After deducting all his liabilities. A person will also have to see, does anyone else owe him money? Does anyone owe me money? If someone owes him money, he loaned money to someone. Someone needed a loan, he loaned the money to someone. 5,000 rand. He'll have to pay his zakat on that 5,000 rand as well. He left the zakat, is compulsory on that 5,000 rand as well. This is when the person owes you because you sold some stock to him, you sold some goods to him, or you gave him a loan. However, a person will not be required to discharge the zakat immediately. A person will say, I loaned someone 100,000 rand. I don't have any money. How am I going to pay the zakat? Because zakat is compulsory. But a person is not required to discharge the zakat immediately. When he gets the money, then he'll be required to discharge for the previous years. However, if the money owed is because of rent, you rented out your house to someone, they didn't pay you. After 5 years, now they're paying you. You won't be required to pay zakat for the past 5 years. When you get the money, the rental money, you'll include it amongst your other wealth, and you'll discharge a zakat when your zakat deed comes. A person provided some service, for example, he's an accountant, or he's a plumber. He carried out some service for someone. The person didn't pay. The person is owing him 20,000 rand. Few years passed, the person didn't pay. After 10 years, the person decided to pay the money that he owed. He paid the money, the person will not be required to pay for the previous years. So, with regards to debts that are owed to a person, we'll have to look what is the cause of the debt. Why does the person owe you the money? If it's an exchange of stock of trade, or an exchange, in exchange of money, monies that you loan to the person, then you'll be required to pay zakat for the previous years. However, if it's not in exchange of a loan or of stock of trade, then you will not be required to pay for the previous years, like if a person carried out some service, or a person is owed money because of rental, person owes a rent money, then a person will not be required to pay for the previous years. So that's regarding the person who has to pay zakat. Who is required to pay zakat, from which wealth is required to pay zakat. Next is, who should we pay the zakat to? Who are we allowed to give the zakat to? Who are the recipients of the zakat? So if you understand who are not the recipients of zakat, then anyone besides the non-recipients of zakat are recipients of zakat. So who are the non-recipients of zakat? A non-Muslim. So zakat cannot be given to a non-Muslim. You can give him charity, sadaqah. But zakat cannot be given to a non-Muslim. The person has to be a Muslim. So make sure that the person is a Muslim before you give your zakat to him. A Sayyid, a person from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Banu Hashim, they are very noble. That is why they are not permitted to accept zakat. They are not allowed to give them zakat. Zakat will not be discharged. A person knows a Sayyid in difficulty, he should assist him. Assist him with sadaqah, with charity, but not zakat. Person's ascendants and descendants. So a person cannot give zakat to his parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. A person cannot give zakat to his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Zakat will not be discharged. A person cannot give zakat to his spouse. The husband cannot give zakat to the wife. The wife cannot give zakat to the spouse, to the husband. A wealthy person. Of course, a person is wealthy, you can't give him your zakat. A minor child, a small child, not baligh, but his father is wealthy. Zakat cannot be given to such a child. So the child is in school, they require money, zakat money. So you cannot give the child the zakat money if his father is wealthy, his father has a nisab amount. If the child is baligh, 14, 15 years old, he's baligh, and he's poor, he doesn't have the nisab amount, then even if his father is wealthy, you can give him zakat amount. But if he's not baligh, he's a small child, and if his father is wealthy, zakat cannot be given to such a child. A person had his zakat money, he went and gave it to a certain person, a Muslim person. He thought that the person is poor. He gave the zakat money. Later on, he found out, no, that person is not poor, he has money. He got savings of 20,000 rand, he wanted to send home. He kept it away. I told the person to be poor, he was a Muslim, I thought he was poor, I gave him the zakat money. So a person's zakat in this case will be discharged. If you thought at the time of giving the zakat, you thought that the person was eligible to receive the money, to receive zakat. You thought that he was a poor person. The zakat will be discharged. However, if you knew that the person is not worthy of receiving the zakat, then the zakat will not be discharged. Among the important conditions for zakat to be discharged is tamlik. What does tamlik refer to? Tamlik is that you make the recipient of zakat, the person who you're giving the zakat, you make him the owner of the wealth. You make him the malik, the owner of the wealth. So a person now, he laid out the dasturkhan, iftar time, and he called a whole lot of poor people to eat, Muslim poor people. Told him, eat what you want. His zakat will not be discharged. Why? He did not make the person the owner of the wealth. He told him, you are permitted, you are allowed to eat here. But if a person takes the zakat, the food, he puts it into a hamper, and he gives it to the poor person. The poor person takes it. He becomes the owner of that goods. Then the zakat will be discharged. Similarly, a person now, he gives money to the masjid, for the maintenance of the masjid. Or he gives money to build a masjid, zakat money, the zakat will not be discharged. But you did not make any person the owner of the wealth. You gave it for the building of the masjid. You didn't make any deserving person the owner of the wealth. The zakat will not be discharged. The person gave it to build some public toilets, for example. You didn't give it to any recipient of zakat. The zakat will not be discharged. So as you said, that when a person has the nisab amount, the first day that he has the nisab amount, he should make a note. That is now his zakat date. Now a person didn't do that. Or he made a note and he forgot. He forgot what's his zakat date. So what should such a person do? He should apply his discretion. Apply his mind with sincerity. See, when was the first time? Let me try and think. When was the first time that I had an amount? If he can't come to any decision, then he should just fix some date and keep that to be his zakat date. Should fix that date and keep it to be his zakat date, and every year use that date to see whether he has the nisab amount or not. So zakat on goods, this includes goods that a person is going to be selling. When is a person has goods in his shop that he's selling. Let's say for example a doctor has medication that now he's going to be giving to the patients. So when he's going to be giving it to the patients, it's as though he's selling it to the patients, he has to pay zakat on the medicine, on the medication also. Whatever medication he's keeping to give to the patients, he'll have to pay zakat on that as well. A person has a redundant stock in his business. Stock is not selling. So if a person has a redundant stock, the stock is not selling, but he still has it on his shelf. He still wants to sell it. He's still advertising it. If someone comes to buy it, he's selling it, then a person will have to pay zakat on that stock as well. However, if the stock is redundant, meaning a person took it off the shelf, he's no longer selling it. He's no longer selling it, then such a person will not be required to pay zakat any longer. So maybe in the past he had it for sale, now it's no longer for sale, a person will not be required to pay zakat on such goods. So he said the debts, any debts that a person is owed, someone owes you some money, then you are required to pay zakat on that debt. Someone is owing you 20,000 rand, you're required to pay zakat on the 20,000 rand. This is for all debts that you have hope of receiving the money. A person is owing you the money, 20,000 rand. And he tells you, no, I'm not going to pay you. I don't owe you this money. He's denying. You know he owes you the money. You gave him the money as a loan. But the person is denying. Then the person will not be required to pay zakat on such wealth, on such a debt. However, the person is going through some financial constraints and he says, just give me some time. Just give me some time. I will pay you. Give me some respite. I'm going through some difficulty. Then the person will be required to pay zakat. But as we said, a person will not be required to pay the zakat immediately. A person will only be required to pay the zakat when he gets the money. The zakat will be fard for each year. Will be compulsory for each year. But a person doesn't have to take it from other wealth and discharge it. If a person does it, very good. Takes other wealth and pays for the debt. But if a person doesn't want to, he doesn't have to pay immediately. When he receives the money later on, after 5 years for example, then he can take out the money for the last 5 years and he can pay the zakat. A person comes to you and he says that I need to pay my rental. Help me out with zakat money. Or I need to pay my lights account, water account. Help me out with zakat money. So now you know if you're going to give him that zakat money, he might use it for some bad habits. So can you just go and pay the lights bill? Go pay his lights account or go pay his rental. Since you did not make him the owner of the wealth, the zakat will not be discharged. So what should you do in this situation? Tell this person, the poor person, to appoint you as his wakil, as his representative, to discharge it. When he appoints you, it will be as though he took the money, then you went and paid it, no problem. So in order for the zakat to be discharged, you have to take permission from him. He has to make you his wakil, his representative. It will be as good as though he took it, and then you went and discharged it, very good, the zakat will be discharged. One important masla is a person has insurance. Allah Ta'ala forbid. Insurance is haram. Haram is a curse. Person, for some reason, his iman is weak, he had the insurance. Should make tawbah, istighfar. Very important, make tawbah, istighfar. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Riba is a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْمٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ Riba interest is a war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person should make tawbah, istighfar, try to his best of ability to cancel that insurance. But Allah forbid a person had the insurance. 10 years passed. Something happened. For example, his car got stolen. The insurance paid out. So the insurance paid out, for example, 100,000 riyal. So does he have to pay zakat or not? He has to pay zakat on the amount that he contributed. So you look, within the past 10 years, for the last past 10 years, how much did I pay in premiums? How much did I pay to the insurance? The total amount that he paid to the insurance company, he'll have to pay zakat on that. The extra amount that they gave as interest, the person will have to dispose of that money without the intention of thawab. Give it out without the intention of thawab, and a person will not be required to pay zakat on that amount. So for example, 50,000 rand, for the 10 years, a person paid 50,000 rand. The insurance paid out 100,000 rand. A person will be required to discharge, to give out 50,000 rand without any intention of thawab, to give it away. The 50,000 rand remainder, so zakat will not be wajib on that, will not be compulsory on that 50,000. The remainder 50,000 that he paid in premiums, person will now be required to pay zakat for the past 10 years. So how will he pay the zakat? He'll look in the first year, how much did I contribute? In the first year, how much did I contribute? For example, he contributed 10,000 rand. So he'll say, in the first year, I contributed 10,000 rand, zakat was compulsory on me, I will have to be a workout, what's the zakat on 10,000 rand, and pay that amount. The second year, a person will say, the first year's contributions plus the second year's contributions was 20,000 rand, for example. Minus the first year's zakat, what is the total amount? A person will have to pay zakat on that for the second year. So a person will work out, for year one, my contributions were so much, I will be required to pay zakat of this amount. Year two, it's the first year's contributions plus the second year's contributions minus the first year's zakat amount, person will have to pay. For the third year, same. The first year, second year, third year, total contributions minus the first year and second year zakat amount, how much I required to pay, you'll have to note down the amount. And so on, till he reaches the end. Till he reaches the time that he's in. So important, it's not permissible to have insurance, but if a person does have and he receives a payout, then he's required to pay the zakat. Last masala is zakat on precious stones. A person is required to pay zakat on jewelry. Very important now, conscientize the family at home. Sometimes they have the jewelry, but they don't have any other money. So it's only the jewelry. And the jewelry is nisab amount. So even if they don't have the cash money, they're still required to pay the zakat. But zakat is not compulsory on precious stones or any other metals, platinum, diamond. So if a person, the jewelry has diamonds on it, left to pay zakat for the gold or silver, a person will not be required to pay zakat on the precious stones, for example, a diamond. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك لك ما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد على حلمك بعد علمك ولك الحمد على عفوك بعد قدرتك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم كفر عنا سيئاتنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.